You know, I guessed that you would be the only one who would dare to come here. You've got courage.
Yo, 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 the Get Your Podcast crew is in the building. This your homie, Just. And of course, I got my homies back with me. You know what I'm saying? Power Bomb G2 is in the building. You know, what's up, Don? What's up, Darrell? How we feeling?
Yo, pretty good. How about yourself?
Good, man. Chilling. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're still trying to recover from, like, the longest wrestling weekend, I feel. I don't know about you guys feel the same way. But I feel like it's still kind of hard to be recovered from all the things. I mean, yes, it was exciting, but man, was it kind of hard to watch all those shows at one time?
No, I don't think so. Because I think I'm used to, because WrestleMania week, you know, it'd be like shows from like Wednesday all the way to like Sunday.
Okay. I feel you. I see what you're saying. But yeah, let's get into it. What type of wrestling fan were you this week? Who wants to start?
I think I enjoy the 90 Champions.
Okay, more?
Yeah, okay, I think it was 90 Champions, and then it was the NXT pay-per-view, believe it or not, and then it was the AEW pay-per-view. Because I ain't going to lie.
Okay.
I fell asleep on the AEW pay-per-view a couple of times. Okay. Watch it.
Okay, so you were more of a WWE
yeah,
type of
I was.
Fan. Okay.
And that's rare for me. I usually like stay up for AEW.
What you got, Darrell?
Man, I was a disgruntled wrestling fan because I was out in a very, very small town with terrible Wi-Fi trying to watch wrestling, and I had to catch up on when I got back home. Yeah.
Dude, it'd be like that sometimes, man. When you go to a town and you're so used to having Wi-Fi and you're trying to find it, and there's nothing you could do. Oh my god, bro.
McDonald's, man.
And use theirs? And use
theirs? Bruh, there was no McDonald's out. Or you know what? I'll take it back. There wasn't McDonald's, but everything out there closed at like 9 o'clock.
Oh, like, that's the worst.
Like when I say small town, I don't think you guys like understand how small.
Like 50 people in the town?
No, not
like 100 people?
No.
50?
Lower? It's lower than those?
No. Oh, that's way too low. That's not even a town. That's like
that's not even a community.
That's an encampment. This is like less than 8,000 people in the city.
So you like at like a Red Dead Redemption town?
On the low.
Hell no. Well, I've been to a small town because we went to Caddis, Ohio. Shout out. I don't know if you know where that is. But like we went there and it's a small town and it was for my best friend's wedding. And I guarantee you this town had the most Filipinos at one weekend. You know what I'm saying? But it's crazy though because, you know, these small towns, they don't have the light pollution like the more like city metropolitan areas have. So the sky was clear as hell at night.
It was beautiful, man.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. One night for real. Look out after 9 p.m., but it was beautiful, bro.
For real. It's like, yo, is that the Big Dipper? Oh, right. Snap.
Is that Saturn? I can see the planet.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, for real. People were telling me, like, yo, you see that red star right there? I'm like, yeah, that's Mars. Oh, shit. We can see Mars. You know?
Yeah.
The Milky Way? Like,
for real? You know what I'm saying? Orion's Belt? Shout out to Orion's Belt.
It's like that.
For real. Dude, like my third grade, like astrology starts coming back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But yeah, dude, like I feel you on that. But the type of wrestling fan I was kind of like not disgruntled, but like I felt like I was in a marathon. You know what I'm saying? Like you in a marathon and you just running and you just trying to catch up to every show that you could watch. Also try to catch up on like social media. We're all on social media. So you're trying to fit into the algorithm of things, you know what I'm saying? By tweeting out this, tweeting out that, trying to see if you get any likes or whatever. So everyone's, so it's just like one of those things where you just like at a constant like flow within the wrestling social media aspect of it. So I felt like I was just like a damn marathon runner. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of marathon, what would be some of your classic running shoes if you had to bust out in a marathon?
Let me see.
What's it? ASIC, what's it called? Kayanos? the Isikianos, Karanos. I forgot the name of it, but I know those are like ranked up there.
Give me a pair of Hirachis.
Dude, that's the multi-purpose. That's right, the multi-purpose shoe right there.
The black Hirachis.
Yeah.
give me a pair of New Balance, man. They
okay.
Which one are they? Is
it, okay. 998?
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
There's some Air Maxes, you know.
Oh, come on. Come on.
That's easy, bro.
Mm-hmm. That's the easy one, right?
Yeah. I feel you. Mm-hmm. I see you. Yeah. But yeah, we'll dip into it. You know, speaking like a marathon runner, we're gonna run on to the next segment. But speaking of which, okay, we're gonna go into winners and losers. We've seen wrestling all week, so from all the shows, if you also include Super Juniors too, of all the shows, what were some of your winners and losers from all of wrestling that we've seen? You know what I'm saying? I know I'll go first. I know that we talked about it off air, me and Dom, but I'll definitely say the Super Juniors tournament. You know what I'm saying? We were speaking about how Mike Bailey Speedball came out and showed out in that tournament. You know what I'm saying? You know, basically his stock on himself went up. So shout out to Master Watu. And I mean, we pronounce it as Titan, but they pronounce it as Titan. Yeah. I think so. Like, shout out to those two guys.
True. Okay. For me, one of the winners sort of you. It's gonna sound crazy. I don't know if you guys watch Impact, but I gotta give it to Steve Macklin, because when he became champion, he didn't get no reaction, bro. He finally getting a reaction.
Good for him, bro.
Good for him, bro.
I mean, you want to see someone's hard work pay off, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
To have no reaction when you get something, it's kind of like, you know, but it could be the crowd though, you know.
Right. Man had to murder PCO to get a reaction, but he got it.
He got it, bro. PCO for champion, man. Right.
Dude.
Nah, man, don't do that.
How long did PCO hold it for?
In Ring of Honor? I don't know, man. But he ain't held it in Impact, and let's keep it that way. Let's keep it that way. People say Matt Taven killed Ring of Honor, but I mean, it was PCO, man.
Matt Taven? I don't know. He was a champion when everyone was leaving to form AEW, so I can't really put it on him.
They gave him the championship at the wrong time, bro. It should have been like 6 months earlier.
Well, yeah, and they gave him at the, what was that, it was like that, it was kind of like Forbidden Door, remember? It was that ROH New Japan show where he beat Jay Lethal. Yeah,
Supercard.
Yeah, but that whole show was fucked up. You know, yeah, that whole show was terrible.
It wasn't his fault, man. It was not his fault, bro.
For real.
And then it was like a triple threat, and like, I think Marty Scurll was in it, and like, man, they can't use your replays of that no more.
Right. Because he got himself into some triple threat allegations. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Nasty ass.
I don't even know his allegations.
he ain't doing that noise no more. He's doing it for help. Like the whoop whoop. You know, like.
Right.
But yeah, what you got, Dom?
So one of my winners.
I thought that was me. Is that me or is that him?
I think that's him, man.
Okay. Well, we'll wait till he gets back into the Matrix. But, you know, I was going to say another winners for me. I got to say Saudi Arabia. Man, you know what I'm saying? Because the shows that normally happen at Night of Champions don't mean nothing. You know what I'm saying?
This one was good, bro.
Yeah, and they actually woven in some of the storylines, you know what I'm saying, for all champions, you know what I'm saying? But they actually did something where they meant that Night of Champions meant something. So, like, I'm on board with that, because usually these are, like, throwaway exhibitions, like, glorified dark matches.
Right. But, yeah. Like you said, it really meant something. Like, Sammy got this big moment in the country. They were saying he wasn't allowed in the country. So he got, like, this crazy moment.
Welcome back, man.
Yeah, so, the FBI came and raided me.
Oh, man. It sucks.
Yeah, so I was talking about the winner for me was Ivan Dragunov and Dijak.
Oh, yeah.
That last Man Standing match. It was like, they brought it. Like, true, I feel like true. That was like one of the matches of the weekend for me.
Mm-hmm. I agree. That match, because I forgot what match was going on at the same time. I think it was the, it might have been the Adam Cole Chris Jericho match was going on, and I hate to say I was more entertained with the Dijakovic and the Dragunov match.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? They were bringing the heat too.
Yeah, they was. I think one of the losers for me, Sabu, man. He looks like I'm sorry, man. Sabu. Yeah, Sabu looked like milk Sabu. Ice cream.
For real?
Nah, come on, bro.
He did a table spot and died for the table. I'm like, okay, Sabu. As much as like I love ECW, I'm like, Sabu, you looked at with the older flabby,
for
man.
Real. You right. I mean, he looked like puree food. You know what puree food looks like? I know you know what it looks like.
Come on,
yeah.
Come on. That's cold blooded.
Yeah.
I mean, I was hoping that he didn't break a muscle or something like that, you know. But like, man. Yo, I was just like, yo, man, why did they let this guy like do this spot? You know?
Man, that table spot looked terrible. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was like, it was yikes. Bad.
And it wasn't even like a cool, like he got hurt doing it. It was like, yo, he's hurt. Like, you know what right. I'm saying?
Like, that's old man hurt. It's not wrestler hurt.
You know? It's like, yo, I'm too old to be doing this.
Like, well, I'm going to feel that in the morning. You
know? Like, you felt bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, you felt bad that this had to happen. Right. You know, it was like a huge concern type of reaction.
Exactly. Another one too, man. Hey, Jeff Hardy too.
Man, I don't know if that was on purpose or
but still, or man.
Accident. Either way, it looked. Oh my goodness, bro!
You maybe he sold it probably too well, but still, I'm like, I don't want to see Jeff Hardy. Man,
but was it selling though? Was it selling, or he's just in pain?
He was like selling an ankle, right? I think he was selling the ankle, but then I think he messed up and landed on his head. Like, I think it was both.
Yeah, like, it started bad,
him selling, and then it was just like, ooh, that's not.
Yeah. Ouch. Yeah, no. Exactly. And isn't that weird in 2023 that we're like having a match to own people?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, like, come on, Matt Hardy. Like, what's going on here? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
the crazy thing is, this is like the third time. This has been like his whole gimmick at AEW. This is like the third time we did it.
Yeah.
Damn, man. What is he done? Delete Colonizer version 3? Like, right. What's going on here?
Right.
You know?
I think another loser, and maybe I only feel this way, Natalia has a special place in my heart. And she... why they do her like that, bro?
No, that was good, man.
Man, she got squashed. Was it... It was like 45 seconds or something. Like, it was terrible.
Maybe a minute. Let's say a minute. Let's say a good minute.
I think what Natalia is like, it's the same thing over and over again. Like, she disappeared and she comes up. I'm Natalia and I'm going to wrestle you. I'm like, it's the same cycle over and over again.
I looked it up. It was 69 seconds. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's a good number. Hey, that's a.
That's a good position.
Oh, my goodness. That's why they did it. That's why they did it.
Man, this... Ah, Natalya. I'll be having hopes for Natalya. Like, she's a good wrestler, bro.
You know who I would rather see in Natalya's spot right now, though? Dana Brooke. I don't know if y'all feel the same way. I feel like she could do the same things that Natalya could do, but except that Dana Brooke has, like, way more character.
Yeah.
I feel like Natalya's thing is her character doesn't translate the screen. Like, she's hilarious on Twitter. But, like, she get out there and it's like, nobody cares except me. I'm like, keep going, Natalya. You'll get them next time.
Nobody cares, man. Unless you get like a stable of like Next Generation talent,
bro.
Yeah, something like great. That'd
she
be
gotta it. Lead her own Nexus, bro.
And, like, get like some a Next Generation talent of like former wrestlers and like form like a Four Horsewoman or some shit like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Evolution, yeah. Heart Foundation 3.0.
Yeah, I mean, because like kind of like what you're saying, if you think about it, that new version of the Heart Foundation with Tyson Kidd and is it British Davey the Bulldog Boy, son, Davey Boy?
David Hart Smith?
Was Junior?
It Smith? Yeah, it was Davey Boy Smith.
That's
Jr.
What got her over, was that because she was on that, she was on there with them. And yeah. Then,
back
you know,
in the day, they had, I think he too, crazy-ass Teddy Hart.
Yeah.
Down in FCW, they had the Heart Foundation.
Missing person is Teddy Hart right there.
Yeah.
But she stayed over afterwards, and she had the tag team with Beth Phoenix.
Yeah.
And then her and Tamina got over, and that was dope. I don't know what it is. She just doesn't, like, she gets over, and then she just doesn't stay over because they never do anything with her. It's like, not it, man. It's like, yo, Natalya is hot right now, and the crowd's loving her. Let's send her out there to lose 69 seconds.
It's like, but in a way, she's there to do like what she was meant to do, like just to put somebody over, show that they're a good hand. Man. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, she's like player coach mode. You know,
maybe it's just me. I feel like just because somebody's a good hand doesn't mean they can't be champion. Like that's probably feel like should be champ. Like go out there and you can have matches with the scrubs and make them look good. You know, but true. Like it. Like the good hand doesn't always have to be like the gatekeeper to the division. It's like It's like Dolph Ziggler is like the last guy you beat before you get the championship match, or he's the first guy you beat after you become champion. It's like, yeah, that's a world champ right there, bro.
Got it. Okay, got you.
It's like it doesn't always have to be that way, but
so he'd be like, so like you're saying, like Dolph Ziggler, Natty Neidhart, who else would we put in that category? Claudio Castanello, would he be in there?
Cesaro for sure.
Yeah. Cesaro, okay. Mm-hmm. So like they're like, to bring it back to your last episode, they're like Goro before you hit Shane Toussaint. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, basically.
All right, okay.
And it's like, even if you think about it, like, Dolph Ziggler's last big feud was Kofi Kingston. He was like, oh, it should have been me.
Oh, like, my gosh. It was.
But Dolph, he recovered after that, though.
He did.
Dolph always recovers. Dolph is dope like that.
He won the NXT championship. Yeah, I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. And then he had a match. He's had a feud with the Blackhead dude from NXT.
Charlie Brown.
JD McDonough? Yeah. You talking about JD McDonough? Yeah. No, but to say what you're saying is that to agree with you is that basically, I mean, Bron Breakker's last best match was with Dolph Ziggler when he was down there in NXT. You know, I thought Dolph Ziggler was going to stay there, to be honest. Like, in my opinion, it would have made, and not that there's a problem with NXT, but it would have made NXT a little bit more, like, I guess you could say, watchable in a way. I don't know.
Right.
I don't think NXT is watchable. I don't think it's savable. Like, I'll watch clips of
it. No, it's watchable. Whole episode of it. It's just, like, with me, I can watch a whole episode and a half. After a while, like, I just stop watching and I'm like, just start doing something.
I don't know, man. NXT is like a fever dream sometimes. It's like, it's like who's writing this stuff sometimes? It's
just Shawn Michaels, yo. Man.
Shawn Michaels, he needs help or something. I don't know, man. Something about NXT is just like, it just does not click for me anymore. Like, I don't know what it is. It's just like, and there's certain stuff I'll tune in for. Noam Dar versus Carmelo, like, and man, yeah. I had to see that, bro. I was like, yo, I gotta tune in. Right. Like, I like those dudes. They dope. Mustafa Ali popped up. I'll probably tune in for that.
Well, now they got Baron Corbin.
Okay.
No, that's good, man. Hey, Baron, he needed something back. He was struggling, man.
He was.
Like, it reminded me of, remember off Paid in Full, the scene? They're on the car. And it was like Dame Dash all the time. Yeah, it was like he put the man's on, looking bad. Give him something. Give him half an ounce or something. So now he's putting him back on, man.
Okay, bro, I see what you're saying.
I feel so bad for him, though, bro. Like, Baron Corbin used to be somebody. He used to be Lone Wolf Baron Corbin. Even King Corbin was dope. And then they put him out in this, like, skin-colored bodysuit. Mm-hmm. It's like, and then he was Bum Corbin.
Bum-ass Corbin, yeah.
Shut up. Like, oh, my goodness. You used to be somebody, Corbin. Look at you.
Well, like, he used to come. Remember when they had Talking Smack? Remember, like, the OG one on the network?
Yeah.
That made Baron Corbin with the whole 1% gimmick. Like, how he was just like, he was in the 1% category. Like, that whole segment, like, brought him almost, like, close to, like, you know, championship status. I mean, that's why they had that feud with, he had a feud with Roman.
Yeah.
He had a feud with Roman, so
he's like one of the last person to pin Roman, I think.
Well, yeah, he was, right? Didn't Drew McIntyre, wasn't he one of the few people to pin Roman to?
It's like Baron Corbin, Drew McIntyre, and Bobby Lashley. Like, that's it.
Baron Corbin's in that category.
Could have been somebody.
I think Braun Strowman too.
Oh, and Xavier Woods.
Xavier Woods.
He was undefeated against Roman Reigns until recently.
King Xavier Woods, but King Xavier.
Yeah. I feel bad for him, bro. He out there by himself representing the New Day. Ain't no New Day right now, bro. Kobe injured, Piggy injured.
He's holding it down. He's holding it down. You know,
bro, he finally got his solo entrance theme. Like, he ain't got no choice.
He's like, hey, should we just do my old theme, you know, right. since until
Forget
they come
the
back.
New day. It's a lonely like, day.
It's a lonely day. Right. It's a sad day. It's a sad day.
Right.
But you know what? I got to go. If we're going to go into Double or Nothing, you know, the show was weird. You know what I'm saying? I thought that the pacing of the show was weird. I thought it was off.
Yeah.
But I will say the what do they call it? The Stadium Anarchy match.
Right.
I feel like that was probably the best match of the card, I have to say.
Yeah, I think the first half was like, yo, this is trash. And the second half kind of saved it, you know?
Like you said, the pacing of it was so weird because, like, some of the matches don't make sense. There's matches, like, I'm looking at it. There's matches that were, like, 30 minutes long. And then there's other matches. It was like, Jade Cargill, she lost in 48 seconds. Like, that's come on, man.
But she had two matches.
Yeah, she had you two know matches, what I'm saying?
She had two matches.
Together, they don't equal 10 minutes, bro.
That's good enough, man. That ladder
Listen,
match,
they
man.
Had to let what's her name do her performance. They had to let what's her name do her performance, you know?
Bro, come on.
Which was a winner for me. Which was, yeah. when they came out to that?
Yeah,
the
her
pretty
entrance,
girls?
Yeah,
that
her
was hot.
Was dope, though. That was hot. I was like, yo. Yeah, Jade, I'll fuck with it.
Bro.
But hey, that one match was ass. So what's his face?
The pillars? Which one? The pillars?
No, the ladder match. No,
that's the one I was talking about.
I'm talking about the ladder match.
That shit was trash too. Christian and Wardlow. Yeah, that was trash too.
Yeah.
That was The build was actually decent though for this match.
No, it
wasn't. The build I mean decent in AEW is like, you know.
And R. Anderson biting the hand. And
oh, my God.
I was like, the Warlord did that stiff-ass Swanton bomb to the
oh
table.
Oh, my
God. Bro.
I was like,
bro, Jeff Hardy was like, ah, at least I'm not fucking up my moves the worst tonight. Like, bro, I feel like he mostly missed Luchasaurus, bro. Like, he just went to that second table by himself. Mm-hmm.
I was like, yo.
I know he's probably done it before, but that looked like the first time he ever attempted it, you know? It's like nobody told me, oh, make sure you hit this. He's like, no, I'm just going to go for it.
Bro, Christian looked like I should have re-signed with TNA. He was like, what?
Yeah, but that match was kind of like, that definitely, it had its moments, but it really was just like, man, how long is this match going to go for?
Yeah, I was like, when it was over, I was like, yo, I must go back to sleep.
For real. And the thing is, too, is like, how many times has the TNT title changed? You know what I'm saying? It's changed hands every so time. Many times. Every time, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to change again. Like, watch. I bet you they'll be on Collision. It's going to change there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And still,
the Battle Royal, too. The Battle Royal, I like the finish up at the end, but it was like some of the people in the Battle Royal feuding. Like Ricky Starks feuding with Bullet Club 2000, and then like Keith Lee and Swerve was feuding, and then Swerve should have won though. I feel like because all Orange Cassidy stuff is still the same. Like he loses, he gets his ass beat, come back and win.
Bro, they want that championship to mean something so bad, and it don't.
And from what, but like, because I feel like somebody else should have it right now. Like, you know, but like to go with Darrell saying too, like. Because he's the most popular person on TV and he's the most consistent on TV, so they want to keep it on him.
I feel like AEW has so many championships and most of them just mean nothing.
Oh, but dude.
Because, like you got the AEW titles on there, and then every now and then they bring out some AAA titles, the Ring of Honor championships be hanging around there. It's just like, bro, the FTW championship, it's not even a real championship. They be treating it like it is. It's just, it makes no sense, bro.
Right.
Like if I made a list, they probably got like 15 titles that be on TV regularly.
But my thing is for the international championship.
Oh yeah.
But it's not international. He's been defending in America. It's like where the international at? It's like because it's called an American championship for this
point. Right, pretty much.
Hey, the AEW World Championship still only been defended in America.
It's going to be defended in England.
Wembley, there you right? It's going to be Wembley.
Yeah, but it's the heavyweight
championship until it gets defended there. It needs to leave the country.
Every promotion has world championships, even indie promotions.
Bro, they be lying. I don't recognize them belts either, bro.
But still, they still get defended, though.
It needs to be out the country. No, bro, I don't even recognize the Universal Championship. Huh? You ain't been defending over the universe, bro.
Yeah.
Planetary championship. Well,
it's like defending the space.
Yeah.
Right. You're gonna have to, bro. You gonna have to beat up an astronaut out there, bro.
Nah, man.
Hell no. No,
you think about it, it's world championship, you know, America's part of the world, so it does make sense.
Nah, man.
It does.
It needs to get out of America.
No,
it's the AEW national championship.
I think he went down to Mexico and fought. Wait, the AEW North American
championship.
Time out. Wait. I'm gonna correct you. Jericho brought the AEW world championship to New Japan when he fought Tanahashi, so it did win overseas. So it's a world championship,
bro. Oh, but still, that did happen.
But
oh,
it didn't
yeah,
touch.
It did happen.
It still bro, happened, though.
Jared, it touched.
It does count. Bro. Hey, if I go to Olympics and win a gold medal, I'm still in Olympics.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so the championship was seen on New Japan.
And it was seen over there. I don't mean nothing.
Well, I think in contents, it means that like a wrestler representing a part of the world, like United States, UK, going against the current world champion, it kind of counts.
Oh, don't
like, you know what I'm saying?
GCW world champion, I guess.
Right. That counts. Did they want to
actually? Yeah, because boy was all over the world.
He defended in
Cage couldn't be. What was
right? Name? Right.
They defended in Japan. They had the little Japan tournament.
Ricky Shane Page. That's right.
Man, it was everywhere
Nick Cage couldn't be.
You know what's funny? You know the but that was in Long Beach, so that doesn't count. I was gonna say the New Japan Strong Women's title was defended you had a representative of Japan, I guess you could say Mercedes Moné. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But it was still defended in America because it was in Long Beach and Willow Nightingale is in United States, so that didn't count.
She's from Montana. No, but
that says U.S. as it gets.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
No, but yeah, we were talking about the two super kicks, right? What super kick meant more, Jimmy's or Matt Jackson's?
Jimmy's, man. Jimmy had that.
Thank you.
Jimmy had that built up frustration, like, yo, I'm tired of this motherfucker, man. He's hoeing us, man. He's hoeing the family.
I don't think the first one meant as much as the second one, bro. Because that first one, it could have been like, oh, snap, had a moment. But that second one was like, nah, I'm done with this. It's over.
Right. Because yeah, Matt Jackson's was more typically Young Bucks. It was just a spot. You know what I'm saying? It was just a spot to get everyone's reaction.
Right. They could have put spikes in there or whatever, but.
Right. Yeah, he put the fireworks, the 4th of July fireworks, you know what I'm saying, right. In his shoe, which was like, it was cool. But I think what kind of like not have it such a big moment is that he didn't go for a pin after it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Like that kind of like lost its momentum.
That's AEW. That's one of the things that bothers me about AEW. They'll have like a big spot and nobody goes for a pin. They just go on like nothing happened.
They'll go for another move.
Yeah.
I think that would the crowd would go crazy, like, oh my god, what did you just do? I'm like, pin this motherfucker. Like,
right. Yeah.
They don't give the crowd enough time to like react to stuff. It's like, all right, here's a big spot. All right, big spot again. Let's go. It's like,
right.
Go for a pin or something, bro. Come on.
Right. And pin happens, it's just by like a roll off or some shit. Like nothing spectacular.
I'm like, you do all this fucking amazing shit, and then it's like, yo, we still on two? Like, come on now. Come on. Like, you just got kicked with a exploding shoot to the face.
Right.
Yeah, and it's like, ugh, I kick out on two. I'm like, wow.
Right. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know how Hangman Page, he did the shotgun lariat. Or what was it called? The buckshot lariat, right? On the apron? Is that the reverse tombstone or whatever? I forgot. He did that at the apron, but John Moxley fell off the apron to the outside. When if he just fell the other way, he could have went in for a pin.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't know, man. It's something that bothers me. It's not something that everybody does in AEW, but it's really noticeable because a lot of people do it, bro.
Yes.
It's just like, that should change, you know?
Like a Canadian Destroyer is just like a DDT and other people's like...
Bro, you know, I know Petey Williams be sick every time he see a Canadian Destroyer as like a transition move.
Right? Yeah! It's like you only get a two count from a Canadian Destroyer.
Right. I know he's sick. That's how Jake the Snake feel about the DDT, probably.
Yeah, back to DDTs be vicious, but now it's like everybody does nothing. That shit now.
Yeah.
Eat it, you know? Just eat a DDT for no reason.
Right. I still think the super kick, it hasn't really moved into that transition move like the DDT. But some people use it a lot, though, you know?
That's all I was going to say. I think for some people, they definitely use it as a transition move. But luckily, there's people like the Usos out there still using it as a finisher. So
right.
It still means something, you know? It's still like, oh, might get a three count on that. But like with the DDT now, DDT, you're not expecting
a three count, right. Yeah. Right. How do you guys feel about because I this is kind of like a toss up, so I can't say it's a winner or loser because I feel like no one really lost or won in this, but the Asuka Bianca Belair match. Like Asuka coming out with the win.
It was the spot was cool, like the mist and she rubbing her eyes.
Yeah.
It really didn't hurt Bianca Belair. It's like, you know, she had a great title run.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's probably going to take some time off and probably film that show with Montez. Probably.
Oh, yeah, right. Or she can go slap Nick Cannon. Or she can go slap Nick Cannon. All
right. I'll be the bad guy here.
Okay.
All right. It was time for her to lose. And it's no fault to Bianca. She's had this long reign. I think it's like 600 days. But unfortunately, they put a lot of emphasis on Roman's reign. So her reign, like, slowly in these last few months, it just hasn't meant as much. Because they've been so focused on Roman and getting Roman's 45 days from a 1,000-day reign. Roman is 17 days. Like, so so the emphasis on her reign, it hasn't been as much. So they're still doing this. Bianca's having a legendary reign thing, but it's not reaching the same level as Roman. So it just kind of killed the thing. So it was just time. Like if you're not gonna give it like the gravitas that it needs to like be a real storyline, you should just end it and move on to something different.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's time, like you said, like, and it doesn't hinder her as a superstar. You know what I'm saying? She's still a huge name. So I guess her losing. Miller, bro. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So she's a made person by this point anyway. So, you love to see it too. And, you know, she does deserve a little bit of a break. You know, she was going hard ever since she won the Royal Rumble.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out to her.
I will tell you this. My fear is that she gets pregnant and we don't see her again for a long time. Because I don't know if you noticed, the last few people Asuka has hit with the miss, they fall off TV and gotten pregnant.
You seen the miss has a sperm count?
It's
dangerous, man.
I don't know what it is, but I'm just saying, like,
hell no,
dodge the mist, you know.
You saying, hold up, you saying obviously Becky Lynch, right?
Yep,
Becky Lynch.
I want to say Dana Brooke just got announced, she's having a baby.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Dana Brooke, no, it's Alexa Bliss. Dana.
Alexa Bliss. Alexa Bliss, there you go.
She has got hit with the mist before. Yeah. What about this? Did Asuka ever hit Carmella?
Yeah,
Carmella.
Yep.
She has. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. The miss has a sperm count. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey. If you live in a state where abortion is illegal, you better dodge the miss.
All right. Yikes.
I'm just saying.
Maybe that's the reason why she doesn't wrestle in certain states, Asuka. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, you can't do that that miss today. I'm sorry. Like, you can't do that miss.
Exactly. It's like, oh, you lucky we in Georgia right now. Like, you know,
like Glenn Jacobs has to talk to her. Glenn Jacobs has to talk to her. Like, oh, you can't do the miss over here in Tennessee.
In this state. This miss is legal around these parts.
Right, exactly. get caught in the mist. It's 5 to 10 down there.
Ooh, ooh, ooh! You better get tested right when you get misted. Get that test real quick. Hell no! Hell no! But yeah, I mean, other than that, do you guys have any winners? I mean, obviously a big one, Seth Rollins. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Seth Rollins finally getting his due, which is huge. I do gotta ask a question before we move on.
Wait, time out. Go ahead. We forgot Lacey Evans, bro. She got pregnant off the Miz too.
No, she got pregnant off the Miz too.
I forgot about her in Elimination Chamber.
Oh wow.
Oh.
She catch them all. Yeah, I better watch her. Bianca, you better get tested. Asuka got so many kids running around WWE.
Yup.
Just getting the whole roster pregnant.
They have to change her name to the right. What do they call it? The Empress, right? The Empress?
Yeah.
They have to call it the M-pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Right. Watch her.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. But yeah, Seth Rollins definitely a winner. AJ Styles, I also gotta say a winner. You know what I'm saying? People,
yeah.
You know, AJ Styles, you know, made it known. They're like, yeah, I'm not somebody to forget. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's still a generational talent. I tell people that.
For real. And I feel like any time that AJ Styles feels like he wants to go and put his name in the main event picture, he can.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see, he was gone for like 3-4 months.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, just a reminder.
Right.
You know who I am? Y'all must have forgot, like Roy Jones. Y'all must have forgot.
Bro, came out of nowhere, murdered the Viking Raiders or whatever they're calling themselves now.
Yep.
And he was like, all right, gotta go compete for a world championship.
Right.
That was crazy, bro. They probably getting fired if WWE doing cuts because I ain't seen them since.
True. And I kind of want to see what's going to happen with this whole the club thing with Mia Yim and Luke and Gallows. Because, you know what I'm saying, they haven't really got their shit started. So maybe something with the Judgment Day could be happening. So we'll see.
Man, which brand are Judgment?
No,
is Judgment Day on Raw?
They're on Raw. Oh, yeah. But does the brand split exist, though? I mean,
I think not really.
Yeah, that's what I say. Does it really?
Because I think Cody's appearing on SmackDown.
Yeah.
This week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So it don't exist. Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, other than that, I mean, that's pretty much the winners and losers from everything that's happened in wrestling. I really don't have any news really lately. I know that like everyone keeps talking about like the new AEW game that's gonna be coming out, and you can pre-order it and stuff, right? And I know that some people have been posting pictures on Twitter and social media and how it looks. But, like, I just want to know what's the game and the controllers are like.
Yeah, I think it's, like, No Mercy and Revenge on steroids. Like, I've seen the picture of Eddie Kingston, the first model.
Oh, yeah. Second, that was you that posted it, right?
Yeah, but the second model looks good now. Like, I've seen the new model. Because the first one was, I think, the beginning of the game.
Okay.
So, like, they updated this model by a lot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I seen some comparisons of like how when they first put it out like a year ago to versus like the final product. And yeah, it's definitely more detailed oriented. And like somebody showed the picture of like the blood.
Yeah.
Like, do you see that? Like how they were gonna have blood in the system, you know, for this.
Yeah, and like blood all over the place.
Yeah.
Blood all over the ring. It's all over the ring. Remember that you ever played Legend of Wrestling game?
Yeah.
Remember that bleed? They bled just like that when blood just be squirting out and blood over the ring.
I mean, THQ made the game, or Nukes didn't. I'm sorry.
Nukes made both, the Nukes people.
So
now,
I don't know, man.
They
didn't
make Legend of Wrestling, though. Wrestling was
made by
Acclaim made that.
Oh, okay, you're right. Yeah, I still ain't sold on this game, bro.
I'm buying it first day.
Yeah, that's, I mean, a lot of people are hyped for it. I mean, it looks good. I'm going to wait till Dom gets it, and then he'll do a review.
Yep, right. I will. It's whoever white moon the show, I did a review.
Hell no. But yeah, I mean, other than that, I really don't have any news and rumors. I mean, they just announced today that CM Punk is going to be at Collision, which, I mean, for most of us, we already know that was going to happen.
Yep.
Doesn't matter, though.
For me, it's like I knew he was gonna come back. I mean, he signed a contract with AEW. They're just not going to have wasted money just sit around.
Yeah.
So I'd figure at some point they're gonna he's gonna come back.
I mean, but like, man, does AEW really need another show? Like, they're not even using shows. They got
Saturday. I don't know. Right now, mean, I just feel like who after this? Let's say after the first two episodes, like who's gonna watch after that?
Yeah, I'm not gonna watch the first episode. I'm keeping it real. I'm not watching the first episode.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie. Rampage, when they had Rampage for Punk to come back, that one Chicago, like almost a year, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, Rampage has never recovered since. You know. I don't know,
but this episode of Rampage coming up is nice though.
Oh, okay, who's on the card? What do we got?
Still got like Lee versus Shibata, Willow Nightingale defending her title. Then the AAA mega titles getting defended.
What? Wait,
the Japan TV titles getting defended.
What the
heck? Like I said, too many damn titles.
Okay, wait a minute.
Yeah, dude, this card is stacked, yeah.
Okay, that might be something to
consider. And it's only an hour long, so none of these matches are going to be...
They're going to be like 15 minutes.
Yeah, Shibata shouldn't be out there no way, but...
Hey. I'm watching it all, man. It is. I might watch that though if I'm in the house, but if not, I'm watching the next morning on demand.
Okay, I'm gonna check it out.
What time does it come on? Because I know it's Saturday night.
No,
10 o'clock for you guys.
No, 10 o'clock Rampage comes on Fridays, but
no, I'm talking about this new show on Saturday night.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock on Saturday night.
I don't think so.
Bro, come on,
man. That's when people's nights get started.
Come on, man.
You know what I'm saying? That's when you're trying to figure out where to go. You're going to meet people at that time. The last thing I'll be thinking about is what's going on in AEW. You know?
Yeah, it starts at 8 o'clock. I think 8 to 10.
Bro, I'm going to tell you watching that.
Oh, it's 2 hours?
I think so.
Oh, my God.
Old people watching that, bro. They need to go ahead and sign Ric Flair. They already got Jeff Jarrett.
They got Sting. Haku, They got Sting. They got Art Anderson.
They gotta get the old dudes on there, bro.
I think it back though about wrestling on Saturday nights because sometimes I go to indie events and they start from like 8 to 10 mm-hmm. or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like I went to one event though, it was from like 9 to 12:30.
Okay.
That shit was live though. But it had like a bar and everything.
Right. But see, but those indie shows are live.
Yeah. That's an indie show. That's not sitting on your couch watching fucking 37 matches that don't even matter with some Sammy Guevara no selling the show.
It's gonna matter now. So CM Punk's gonna make it matter.
It ain't gonna matter, bro. this man will come out.
He's there to cut a
promo. Well, we don't know what come we don't, out like. What's up?
Colt Cabana sucks. I'm CM Punk. I'm better than the league. I'm the greatest that ever was. And he gonna come back and he gonna botch in his matches. And motherfuckers are gonna love it, and I'm just gonna be like, "This ain't the same guy he was 10 years ago, bro."
What's the most out of pocket thing he'll say in his first promo back,
bro? I'm telling you, he gonna talk about Colt Cabana or the Elite.
He's gonna say something like,
"I'm taking a bite out of the competition."
Oh, because like, of the muffin.
No, because they still.
Oh, because the biting. Omega. Yeah, okay.
Bro, Kenny Omega's doing a press conference about a video game, and you can still see the bite mark on his arm. I was like, this is disgusting, bro. This is out of line. This is too much. This is the star of your company. He getting chewed up, bro, by a grown man.
Yeah, you're going like, to do
that's,
that.
That's a fireable offense, bro.
I think he's going to be anti Bret Hart, come back man. And like cover them promos.
Okay, bro,
he's gonna come back and beat all the young people. And he's gonna take cheap shots at Kenny Omega. Honestly, I'm still sickened by that fight.
To be honest, though, like, I mean, in a way, like, I don't mind if he takes cheap shots at them because they publicly did it during a match. Yeah, and that's like bitch move territory for me. Like, if you're gonna make fun of somebody, like, in a match, they're not even in the building.
Being a grown man and biting another grown man is bitch territory to me. I don't believe but I would have called the police on AEW. This is clearly a monster. He needs to be locked up.
Now you gotta shoot him,
this is not a human.
Ain't no call. Ain't no call. We gotta shoot him.
Bro, you in a fist fight with somebody and they lock on your arm like a dog, like a police dog, like
put the dog down, man. Was he going with the no rules? You know what I'm saying? No rules. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I get it. Okay, no rules in a street fight, but you need to be locked away if you biting people. If your first answer is like, "Ooh, I'm a fuck your arm up," you know.
I mean, you got a point. This is post pandemic too. You know, this is post pandemic, so you know.
This man saw Kenny Omega try to break up the fight. No, like, oh, I can't.
Kenny probably had buddy. Kenny probably had him in a headlock or something, didn't he, Bitter?
Right, and then he needed his only way to get out is to chew on the skin. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Abdullah the Butcher was like, "This is disgusting. This is sick.
Abdullah the Butcher." Right, he got mad about the backstage fight.
Right. John Moxley was looking at that. He's like, "I can't believe he did that. That is way overboard."
You know who probably be upset about the backstage fight? The Colognes. It's like, "Oh, well, you know what we did." Okay, you know what? That was horrible. Let's get out of there.
Oh my goodness. He still better be lucky none of them were
right.
Carlos, we don't have time for you, buddy.
Carlos.
You better ask John Cena about him.
Jesus? Talking about Jesus.
Right.
Hell no. But yeah, real quick, you know, because our Sweaty session is basically we're going to talk about doing a modeling ad for Anthony Bowens, because apparently this guy's a supermodel now, you know, doing like doing the whole Fendi.
I would say supermodel.
You know, a decent model, you know what I'm saying? Low key model.
Jock straps,
you know what I'm saying? The colors kind of tipped me off a little bit. What? But like, yeah, I just decided like, if we just did a quick like modeling ad for Anthony Bowen's new modeling, you know, okay. If he had a commercial. You know what I'm saying? Who wants to go first?
I think I got one.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to keep this shit going. I'm going to KO it like I'm Owen.
I don't know, man.
All right. Go ahead. What, you got one? You got one, Daryl?
Nah, let me hear what you got, bro.
Okay. This is a little bit. Okay. This is Anthony Bowens, modeling agency right here, right? Is your dog hanging crooked on its bun? Is the pig getting suffocated in its blanket? Well, Savage Fenty Collab has the right underwear for you. This stylish underwear will have you feeling cupped and comfortable. And if you want to be that sexy chosen, trust me, I'm Anthony Bowens.
Okay.
I got one. Okay.
I'm not Dwayne Johnson. But you can get the Rock right out of this jock. there you go.
If you smell.
Oh my goodness, bro.
The most electrifying underwear ever.
Right.
I'm not the chosen one, but the strap is the bone one.
Oh my goodness, bro.
All right. I guess you could say, okay, so this is mine, right?
Okay.
Savage and Fenty and Madonna. This underwear so comfy, it hangs my hammock and holds my banana. It's gonna make you looking good and make you looking sexy, and you be catching girls like Wilmer Valtorama.
Okay. Wilmer Valtorama is a name I haven't heard in a long time, bro.
But he fucks.
Like, he was killing it for him. Yes, for a long
time. The gauntlet.
Man. Let me see. Man, it's so hard to sell jockstraps, bro. I think my slogan for jockstrap would be, everybody loves the acclaim. But I don't know where I was going with that, bro.
Keep going, man. Keep going.
I don't know, man. This jock is critically acclaimed. I don't know, man. I don't know where I'm going with that, bro.
Okay. It's hard to sell jock straps, bro. Okay. Man. You guys got anything else?
I got, man.
All right. That was cool. a small, sweet, you know, easy, sweaty session. But guys, you know what I'm saying? You're on Getcho. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, plug your socials.
Dom, be the social guy, bro.
All right, so follow us on Twitter at Power Bomb Jitsu. Facebook, you can like us at Power Bomb Jitsu. Instagram, Power Bomb Jitsu. Our new episode's out on every platform.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's called Dom Drops the N-Bomb. I always drop the N-Bomb in every episode, so it's a good title.
Right.
Good content. We got.
Yes. You know how you know Dom is a social guy? Because I was like, I didn't even know we had a Facebook page.
Yeah, so yeah, no, every... Dom. I don't know who's doing the Twitter mostly, but Dom's killing it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, he's killing it with the Twitter. You know what I'm saying?
Wherever he's podcast got is at.
Yeah, yeah. Follow them. Follow Power Bomb Jitsu.
Just follow us. We got merch.
Shirts.
Yeah, we got.
Okay.
T-shirt. See, guy.
Okay.
I forgot the website.
Was it What a Maneuver?
What a Maneuver? Yeah, Power Bomb Jitsu. We got like two shirts, hoodies, get it.
Right? Yep. Maybe a jock strap coming soon, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, probably.
Underwear, you know what I'm saying?
New shirts coming soon.
OnlyFans.com.
OnlyFans.com.
Firebomb Jitsu. you can see me modeling that new Anthony Bowens jock strap.
I just use it to watch bad wrestling.
Basically, it's basically that picture, Top Dollar. You know which one.
Oh, okay.
I got mine, so I just modeled with the belt like Shawn Michaels.
The Mataconda. Yes. Anyway.
Oh, my goodness, bro.
But yeah, you can find me at Get Your Podcast on Twitter, Get Your Podcast on Instagram. If you can't find me there, you can find me at Marks and Mikes. But yeah, shout out to y'all, guys, Dom, Darrell. Appreciate you, like always. Any last words, my dudes?
Thank you for having us.
Right. It's always fun.
Oh, of course, man. You know you guys got an open door to come in.
Right.
All right, y'all. We out of here. Konnichiwa, bitches.